from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For me, it is a thrill to announce this next selection from my hometown, Philadelphia Flyers. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! With the 13th pick in the first round, the city of brotherly love welcomes the Philadelphia Flyers selection. Weighing in officially at 187 pounds, standing tall at 5'11", from the Guelph Storm, he is Chet Luchenko!
Great job there. Michael Buffer, he should announce all the picks.
The draft would be like 4 hours long, though.
Yeah.
Because he'd like... Would have he, those long intros for everybody.
Would he lose his voice great. Also? Maybe yeah. We get Bruce Buffer in there, the UFC guy, and we go back and forth. Michael Buffer, Bruce Buffer. Michael Buffer, Bruce Buffer. That was a very cool part of the draft being in Vegas was the celebrities. All right. Keep me interested. It's supposed to be an event, right? It's supposed to be a party. It's supposed to be something fans want to go to. So, okay. Michael Buffer, cool. Celine Dion, let's go. That was kept very quiet, by the way. I heard Ellie Friedman talking about that she might not have come and had been leaked. I don't know why, but she showed up to announce the pick for Montreal. Was there another celebrity, too, that I'm forgetting about? Those were really the big two, though. Celine Dion and Michael Buffer in Vegas. The Sphere looked awesome. Can't wait to talk to Brian Mazurowski or Ryan Gates, who went to the draft. Paul, of course, we just talked to with the Sphere, or that was at the Sphere, and how insane that was. It looked incredible on TV. I don't think I'd ever seen it that long. Like, I've seen clips on social media when bands are there, but something about watching it on an HD TV, you could get a better grasp of what that place is actually like. So we'll see what we get if the draft actually stays as an event, but cool weekend. It's Jeremy and Joe. 11-day power play. We had our shift, Team WGR, on Thursday. They wrapped up over the weekend. Last night, they wrapped up. 11 straight days of hockey, 2,500 skaters. They raised $1.6 million for cancer research. So awesome job, everybody involved at the 11-day power play, those who played, of course, those who organized it. Mike and Amy Lezakowski, of course, great job again this year putting it on. All the players, the refs, just a great overall event. Once again, I had a lot of fun on Thursday, except for that cramp that I had in the middle of the game.
Dude, I
hydrated as well as I thought I was, I guess.
I thought you tore your ACL.
I thought I did something bad, too. And then after 10 seconds, I went, oh, okay. It's not anything terrible.
I looked up and I saw you just on the ground by the penalty box, and I was like,
yep.
And you were, it looked like you were holding your knee, and I was like, yeah, that's not good.
It was like below, like just, yeah, it was like,
right.
Yeah, it was the light below.
It was just like, it looked weird, and I was like, this isn't good.
We got stretched, we got back out there. Trainers on staff, too, like everyone involved, the trainers, the people running the scoreboards. It's a lot of people involved, and it's a great event every year. Harbor Center. Always a great venue, too. So $1.6 million. Gotta love it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Do we want the Sabres to be desperate today? Do we want them to go overpay for a free agent? Give out a bad contract? Make us feel something. Here's where my thought process is right now with the whole Sabres not being able to get players to come here. It's out there. It's in the winds. It's said about everything now. Every trade, every free agent, all the no trade clauses. I looked up last week, 22% of the player pool in the NHL, roughly, has no trade protection. And you have to assume that probably all of that 22% has the Sabres on their list. So 22% off limits to you completely. And then there's probably an additional group that would also tell them, hey, don't bother because I don't want to come there or I don't want to sign there. And that would take off another big chunk. But other teams do struggle with this. Other teams lose. I know not as long as this team. This team has not been good in half of these players' lifetimes. A lot of these guys that are going to hit the market today that are 27, 28 years old, 29. Like who? Jake DeBrusk. Jake DeBrusk is going to become an unrestricted free agent today. Formerly the Bruins. He's 28. He was 15 the last time he saw this team in the playoffs. He was 10 the last time they won a round. Hard to expect that guy to respect the history of the franchise when he's never really seen it. Or at least not since he was 10. So there's that. More so, I want to expand on that, because the point was other teams like Ottawa gets a couple of these guys. They've got it done a few times. They traded for Jacob Chychrun, and Chychrun did not tell them no. Claude Giroux went to Ottawa.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One last shot to win a Stanley Cup, I'm sure would have been said about him when he hit that open market. And who did he pick? The Ottawa Senators. Somehow they got that done. They, I'm sure, offered him the most money, but they got that closed. They also, I don't know how much I want to give them credit for this one. They traded for Alex DeBrincat, but that was before he had any trade protection. And I think they did that without talking to him first, and then they lost him in a year. So... yeah, not that one. More Chychrun, though, and Giroux. Like, okay, there's a couple guys in a couple of years that they've went out, they've targeted, and they landed. And the guys didn't say no to them. Columbus. Columbus has the worst reputation maybe in the league. Everyone wants to leave Columbus. Panarin wanted to leave Columbus. Bobrovsky wanted to leave. Jeff Carter, remember when he got traded there for a week? He's like, get me out of here. Columbus can never hang on to guys. And they managed somehow 2 years ago to land the top free agent. They signed Johnny Gaudreau when nobody thought Columbus was going to be in play for him. And these are not good examples of how to build your team. Ottawa stinks and has for a while. 7-year drought. Columbus often stinks. And they've been terrible since they signed Gaudreau. So how is it that these teams that lose almost as much as the Sabres, how do they mix in these big free agents once in a while? How do they find their way to these guys? I know it's only one or two, but at least there's that. Where's that Gaudreau for the Sabres? Where's that Chychrun trade? Where's that Giroux signing? Where is it? Maybe we get it today. The thing I wonder, though, is... Does it go beyond the losing? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it is just flatly, they stink. And the Sabres have for a long, long time. And if that's true, you're going to always have an incredibly difficult time. But what I wonder is there any extra layer to it? Because this point gets made about the Bills a lot. Doing right by the player. How other players see how you treat players. How often do the Bills talk like that? Or how often do we hear the Bills spoken of like that? Where they'll do right by the player because they know that everybody sees it and that they'll improve their reputation. They want to have a good reputation with how they treat their players. Because when they want to go sign a Von Miller, it's going to make them more likely to be able to land the guy. Again, maybe all that is just so far down the list, though, compared to the winning, because the Bills, of course, win. But what about the Sabres for that? What's the Sabres' reputation of that? Because I wonder, and I don't know that this actually means anything to their problems, but it was 3 years ago that they had a very public dispute with a player. I'm just wondering, on any level, is how they handled Jack Eichel's surgery doing them extra harm that they don't need in trying to recruit players at all? Everyone saw that play out. That could not have been popular amongst NHL players. A guy had to wait, and there was, of course, all the trade stuff surrounding it was more meaningful, but in the midst of all that, you had a player that for 6 months couldn't get his neck fixed because the team wouldn't let him get the surgery he wanted. How did that land with certain players? Maybe not even every player knows that happened, but I can't believe it's nobody. I can't believe nobody saw that. It certainly wouldn't have helped. It doesn't even have to be all that meaningful. The losing is probably so much more important to this, but I can't believe it didn't hurt them a little bit. Your best player, who was still on the roster and was still the captain, wanted a surgery, and you told him no for 6 months. That one, not to belabor this, it's late. We're late to a break anyway, so this will be 10 seconds. I've just never understood that. I've never, ever, ever understood why they just didn't let him get the surgery. Every single thing would have been easier. And I hope they're not still paying for it. But they might be. They might still be paying for it on some level. In reality, though, all of this probably just gets solved by winning. Right? If they get good this year, if Thompson goes back to a 100-point player, and Cousins returns to form, and Lukanen is still what he was, and they get in the playoffs, then that's all you need. That's all you need. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy will jump in at 8 on the Sabres free agency day. And we also will have Chris Peters coming up at 9 o'clock, Flow Hockey on the Sabres draft. He likes their draft a lot. Didn't rank them necessarily as the best draft, but he did like their draft a lot, so we'll get the scoop on the guys the Sabres picked, especially Konsta Helenis, who they picked in the first round. That's at 9, but time for your phone calls in the midst. It's Jody Biasi, it's Jeremy and Joe. Stay tuned, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.